This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike against an Islamic State Afghan affiliate group resulted in the deaths of two important leaders of the group. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Major General Hank Taylor describes it as an over-the-horizon counterterrorism operation.
Two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby declined to identify those killed or their specific roles, but said
they were ISIS-K planners and facilitators. And that's enough reason they're alone.
Taylor indicated the strike may not be the last.
We will continue to have the ability to defend ourselves and to leverage over-the-horizon capability to conduct counterterrorism operations as needed.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Taliban deployed extra forces around Kabul airport Saturday in an attempt to stop large crowds from forming 2 days after a deadly suicide attack killed scores of people. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
People fled from the sound of gunfire near the main gate to the airport. The Taliban was shooting into the air, trying to control crowds of people desperate to leave the country. The Taliban set up new layers of checkpoints on roads leading to the airport, some manned by uniformed fighters with Humvees and night vision goggles captured from Afghan security forces. The main US-led airlift is winding down and many areas around the airport have cleared out. There are concerns that an Islamic State affiliate responsible for a recent attack at the airport may strike again. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched across Europe on Saturday to protest against restrictions aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, even after demonstrations were banned. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Paris in the seventh consecutive week of protests against a health pass required to enter cafes, restaurants, cinemas, theaters, and long-distance travel. In Berlin, meanwhile, police said protesters gathered for unauthorized marches in different parts of the city center and said they had pulled about 50 people out of the crowd, in some cases charging them with assaulting officers. The protesters, few of whom were wearing face masks, shouted freedom and carried banners with slogans like, "I have my own opinion," and COVID-84, a reference to author George Orwell's book 1984 about a totalitarian state. The health minister of New South Wales on Saturday reported a record 1,035 COVID-19 infections in the Australian state in the previous 24 hours, the highest number of daily cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Speaking to reporters in Sydney, Brad Hazard also noted that 156,165 people received a vaccination on Friday, making it the biggest number of vaccinations in our state to date. Meanwhile, the state of Victoria recorded 64 new cases of community-acquired COVID-19 in the previous 24 hours. 49 of the new cases were linked to known outbreaks, and the Minister for Health said 15 other cases were being investigated for their source of acquisition. This is it for residents in New Orleans, as well as coastal Louisiana and Mississippi, where mandatory and voluntary evacuations are in effect ahead of Ida making landfall Sunday as a potential Category 4 hurricane. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Jamie Rome, acting director of the National Hurricane Center, says folks need to take this seriously.
You really, really, really have to get going because today is it in terms of protecting life and property.
He says Category 4 hurricanes bring winds in excess of 130 miles per hour, heavy rain, and flooding.
Areas outside of the hurricane risk reduction system or the federal levee system could be looking at life-threatening storm surge in excess of 10 feet.
Ida is expected to make landfall on the exact date Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast 16 years ago, but that was a Cat 3 hurricane. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.